After the Fleck interview, I had had words with Fra Orlo. Pa, what are you doing with that 500-year-old questionnaire? It's crazy.
It is an 800-year-old copy of an 1100-year-old questionnaire, he had corrected me.
It would be one thing if you were a hundreder, but how could things have changed that much in only 10 years?
Fra Orlo had told me that since the Reconstitution, there had been 48 instances in which radical change had occurred in a decade, and that two of these had culminated in sacks. So perhaps the sudden ones were the most important. And yet, 10 years was a long enough span of time that people who lived extramuros, immersed in day-to-day goings-on, might be oblivious to change. So a tenor reading an 1100-year-old questionnaire to an artisan could perform a service to the society extramuros, assuming anyone out there was paying attention, which might help to explain why we were not only tolerated but protected, except when we weren't, by the secular power.
The man who looks at a mole on his brow every day when he shaves may not see that it is changing. The physician who sees it once a year may easily recognize it as cancer.
Beautiful, I had said. But you've never cared about the secular power before, so what's your real reason?
He had pretended to be bewildered by the question. But, seeing I wasn't going to back off, he had shrugged and said,
"Just a routine check for CDS.
CDS?
Casual domain shear.
This had as much as proved that Orlo was only having me on, but sometimes he had a point when he was doing that. Correction, he always had a point. Sometimes I was able to see it. So I had rested my face on my hands and muttered, "Okay, open the floodgates."
Well, a causal domain is just a collection of things linked by mutual cause and effect relationships.
But isn't everything in the universe so linked?
Depends on how their light cones are arranged. We can't affect things in our past. Some things are too far away to affect us in any way that matters.
But still, you can't really draw hard and fast boundaries between causal domains.
In general, no. But you are much more strongly webbed together with me by cause and effect than you are with an alien in a faraway galaxy. So, depending on what level of approximation you're willing to put up with, you could say that you and I belong together in one causal domain and the alien belongs in another.
Okay, I had said. What level of approximation are you willing to put up with, Pa Orlo?
Well, the whole point of living in a cloistered math is to reduce our causal linkages with the extramuros world to the minimum, isn't it?
Socially, yes. Culturally, yes. Ecologically, even. But we use the same atmosphere. We hear their mobs driving by. On a pure theoretic level, there is no causal separation at all.
He hadn't seemed to have heard me.
If there were another universe, altogether separate from ours, no causal linkages whatsoever between universes A and B, would time flow at the same rate between them?
It's a meaningless question, I had said, after having thought about it for a moment.
That's funny. It seemed meaningful to me, he had retorted, a little cross.
Well, it depends on how you measure time.
He had waited.
It depends on what time is, I had said. I had spent a few minutes going up various avenues of explanation, only to find each of them a dead end. Well, I had said finally, I guess I have to invoke the Steelyard. In the absence of a good argument to the contrary, I have to choose the simplest answer. And the simplest answer is that time runs independently in Universe A and Universe B.
Because they are separate causal domains.
Yes.
Orlo said,
what if these two universes, each as big and as old and as complicated as ours, were entirely separate, except for a single photon that managed to travel somehow between them? Would that be enough to wrench A's time and B's time into perfect lockstep for all eternity?
I had sighed, as I always did when one of Orlo's traps closed over me.
Or, he had said, is it possible to have a little bit of time slippage, shear, between causal domains that are connected only loosely?
So, back to your interview with Artisan Fleck. You want me to believe that you were just checking to see whether 1,000 years might have gone by on the other side of that wall while only 10 have gone by on this side?
I saw no harm in making inquiries, he had said.
Then he had gotten a look as if something else were on the tip of his tongue. Something mischievous. I had headed him off before he could say it. Oh, is this anything to do with your crazy stories about the wandering 10,000-year math? When we had been new Fids, Orlo had once claimed that he had found an instance in the Chronicles where a gate, somewhere, had ground open and some avowed had walked out of it claiming to be 10,000ers celebrating Appert, which was ridiculous because avowed in their current form had only existed for, at that time, 3,682 years. So we had reckoned that the whole purpose of the story had been to see if we had been paying any attention whatsoever to our history lessons. But perhaps the story had been meant to convey a deeper point.
You can get a lot done in 10 millennia if you put your mind to it, Orlo had said. What if you found a way to sever all causal links to the world extramuros?
That is utterly ridiculous. You are giving incantor-like powers to these people.
But if one could do it, then one's math would become a separate universe and its time would no longer be synchronized with the rest of the world's. Causal domain shear would become possible.
Nice thought experiment, I'd said. Point taken. Thank you for the calca. But please tell me you don't really expect to see evidence of CDS when the gates open.
It is what you don't expect, he had said, that most needs looking for.